إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أحسن الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد أيها الفضلاء فإني أرحب بكم في درسنا ونواصل قراءة من الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. Welcome all of you and we continue reading from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. كتاب التوحيد of the great and noble Shaykh, Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidihi wa lil-Muslimin. And the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Doktor al-Allama al-Walid, Salih bin Fawzan, al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, wa matta'ahu bil-sahhati wal-afiyah, wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidihi wa lil-Muslimin wa lil-Muslimati, ameen. Chapter 47. باب احترام أسماء الله تعالى وتغيير الاسم لأجل ذلك. باب احترام أسماء الله تعالى وتغيير الاسم لأجل ذلك. In this chapter, having respect, veneration for the names of Allah and changing the name. Someone may have to change his name because of this. عن أبي شريح رضي الله عنه أنه كان يكنى أبا الحكم أنه كان يكنى أي كنيته أبا الحكم فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله هو الحكم وإليه الحكم إن الله هو الحكم وإليه الحكم فقال أي أبا شريح فقال إن قومي إذا اختلفوا في شيء أتوني فحكمت بينهم أتوني فحكمت بينهم فرضي كلا الفريقين فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحسن هذا أي الحكم بين الناس بالخير ما أحسن هذا فما لك من الولد فقلت شريح ومسلم وعبد الله قال فمن أكبرهم قلت شريح قال فأنت أبو شريح. الحديث رواه أبو داود وغيره رواه البيهقي أيضا والحاكم في مستدرك والحديث بعد هذا صححه الإمام ناصر الدين الألباني رحمه الله تعالى في صحيح سنن أبي داود. On the authority of أبي شريح رضي الله عنه عندك كتاب On the authority of Abu Shurayh, radiallahu an, that his kunya was Abu al-Hakam. The people used to call him Abu al-Hakam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, is when he came upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Allah is al-Hakam, the judge, and to him is the judgment. So Abu Shurayh, who at that time was not Abu Shurayh, when this happened, he was Abu al-Hakam. He was not Abu Shurayh yet. So he said, but when my people differ over something, they have me judge between them. And each group accepts, they please with my judgments. This is in before Islam, his people, because the Arabs, they used to be tribes. Okay, they used to be different tribes and they have different leaders and the like. So the people used to come to him when they have disputes and disagreements. They used to come to him and he used to judge between them in a manner they were pleased. So they called him Abu al-Hakam. Said, when my people differ over something, they have me judge between them. And each group accepts and pleased. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا. And they translated, what is better than this, but I don't think this is the proper translation. مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى. He explains, يعني هذا الذي تفعل بين الناس الإصلاح هذا طيب. ما أحسنه أي ما أجمله. Here they translated, what is better than this. ما أظن ذلك. الشيخ الفوزان, he explains that ما أحسن هذا, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard the reason why he's Abu al-Hakam, why they call him Abu al-Hakam, and he says because he judged between his people. When they have any matters or disputes, they come to him. And they are pleased with his judgments because he does good. He don't take side to this one or the other and the like. They pleased with his judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا. This is a good thing that you've been doing. Judging, as the Shaykh says, أي الإصلاح بين الناس والحكم بينهم بالإنصاف وتحري العدل. What a beautiful thing is indeed. That's the proper translation according to the Shaykh's explanation. حفظه الله. What a beautiful thing, the Shaykh says, meaning to reconcile between the people when they have differences, and to judge between them, or to bring a reconciliation based on a fair and a just decisions. Aynan. So I don't think this is the proper translation, what is better than this. And then the Prophet said to him, أَلَكَ فَمَا لَكَ مِنَ الْوَلَدِ. What children do you have? Anyway, you can translate the other way too. It's like, do you have any children? فَمَا لَكَ مِنَ الْوَلَدِ. Do you have any children? The Prophet ﷺ asked him, do you have any children? He said, Shurayh, Muslim, and Abdullah. So these are my children. Shurayh, Muslim, Abdullah. Three boys. Tayyib. So the Prophet ﷺ asked him, who is the eldest?
Oldest.
Both? Eldest.
Eldest
is okay, right? Yeah. Eldest or oldest? Now, nah. What's the difference? This one is English translation, the other one is American, what? Old English, New Testament, what is? A New English, I would
know. It's interchangeable.
Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, akhi?
Ayyub,
you, sir. You, sir. Not me. All right. What do you say about the difference of eldest and oldest? Are they the same words or?
They're the same.
All right.
Elder and older is the same.
I take it from you. All right. So you can say an oldest, eldest man?
Say it again.
So you can say oldest or eldest is all the same?
They are the same. Oh. In the English. I don't know about the Arabic. In the English, they're the same. It's
gonna, they're not going to be the same in Arabic because they're not Arabic.
Okay. All right. So elder, oldest is what you call synonymous. It means the same thing.
Ahsant. Synonymous. I know. In Arabic? You started it. أين طيب ماذا يسمى في العربية؟
أكبر.
لا لا لا. Eldest, oldest.
Synonyms.
هاي synonyms.
الكبير والأكبر.
نعم.
مماثل.
مترادفات. نعم. أحسنت.
نعم.
طيب. So he said, who is the oldest? I said, meaning Shuraih, then he was Abu al-Hakim, he said, I said Shuraih. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, so you are Abu Shuraih, instead of Abu al-Hakim. You are Abu Shuraih. This hadith is recorded by Abu Dawood, and also al-Bayhaqi, and al-Hakim al-Mustadrak, and Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, graded sahih. He authenticated this narration in Sahih Abi Dawood Hadith number 4145. مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد أن احترام أسماء الله تعالى وتغيير الاسم من أجل ذلك من تحقيق التوحيد. The first thing the Shaykh mentioned, the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. What this has to do with التوحيد? This chapter that talks about having ihtiram, respect and veneration towards the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changing the names for that purpose. What this has to do with Kitab al-Tawheed? قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أن احترام أسماء الله تعالى وتغيير لماذا وتغيير وليس تغييري وتغيير الاسم لماذا وتغيير وليس وتغيير
لأن اسم فاعل أمين اسم
اسم
اسم أنا
اسم
أنا
ما معطوف هذا اسم
كيف اسم هو يا شيخ فعل تقول اسم
معطوف على
هكذا العطف ليس اسم أي نعم بارك الله لأنه معطوف على ماذا؟
اسمه أن
على إن على أن معطوف على أن
على اسم أن احترام
أي أحسنت معطوف على احترام أن احترام وأن تغيير نعم أن احترام أسماء الله وأسماء لماذا مكسور؟ إلى مجرور طيب لا بأس أن احترام أسماء الله تعالى وتغيير الاسم من أجل ذلك من تحقيق التوحيد أحسنت مضاف مضاف إليه يا شيخ مضاف إليه مضاف إليه ليس مضاف طيب المضاف هو احترام He says that having respect, high respect and venerations towards the names of Allah and changing the name for that purpose This is from the Tawheed, ya akhwan. This is how, this is from the things that the Muslims do and be upon to establish the Tawheed and to complete his Tawheed. Ayna'am. At-Tarajim, Abu Shuraih, ismuhu Hani ibn Yazid al-Kindi. That's the name of this noble companion, Abu Shuraih. His name is Hani ibn Yazid Al-Kindi Sahabi. He was one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. Just to remind you that the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah as related to the companions, that we love them, we respect them, and we speak good about them. نزل الكوفة. He resides in Al-Kufa, which is one of the cities in Iraq. وتوفي بالمدينة سنة 68 للهجرة رضي الله عنه. However, he died in Al-Madina, the well-known city to us now, Al-Madina, the city of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he made a hijra to from Mecca. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made a hijra to Al-Madina from Mecca. So this noble companion رضي الله عنه كان من المتأخرين. He was from the late companions who died, because he died in the year 68 of the Hijra radiallahu anhu. شرح المفردات احترام أسماء الله أي تعظيمها واحترمه رعى حرمته وهابه. This is a chapter about respecting the names of Allah, meaning venerating, having veneration for the names of Allah. تغيير الاسم أي تحويله وتبديله وجعل غيره مكانه. تغيير is you make a change. You get rid of something and bring something instead of it. Why a person change his name and the like? Out of respect for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respecting the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويكنى الكنية هي ما صدر بأب أو أم. The kunya is what you kunya is usually when you hear someone they call him Abu Fulan, Ummu Fulana. Not just Fulan is a name. When you say Fulan, meaning it generally could be any name. Like for example, Abu Abdullah, Abu Ibrahim, Abu Qatada. This is a kunya. Or Ummu Abdullah, Ummu Khadija, for instance, Ummu Ibrahim. These are kunya. Aynam. والحكم من أسماء الله تعالى ومعناه الحاكم الذي إذا حكم لا يرد حكمه. الحكم is from the names of Allah. الحكم is from the names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And it means Al-Hakim, the judge, that his judgment can never ever be rejected. وإليه الحكم, to him that is the judgment, أي الفصل بين العباد في الدنيا والآخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one who judged between his servants in this life and in the hereafter. The ulama, they mention in this life, is by turning back to what Allah has legislated. In any given time, when Allah sent a message to a certain people, then they have to turn to the message of Allah. Whether in times of Nuh, or times of Ibrahim, or Musa, or Isa, alayhim salam, everybody has to turn to the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to them. And after the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message of Islam, everybody should turn to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one should be upon what another message, even if that message is still the proper message. For example, no one can at this time or after the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to adhere to what Musa was upon, or what Isa alayhi salam was upon. Because the message of the Prophet that the Prophet came with has abrogated all the previous messages. And Allah does not accept this Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Wa qala ta'ala, wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam deenan falan yuqbala minhu wa huwa fil akhirati min al-khasirin. The deen with Allah is Islam. And if anyone choose to be on any religion other than Islam, will never be accepted from such a person, and in the hereafter will be amongst the losers. Na'am. وفي الآخرة هو الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الحكم. And in the hereafter, there is nobody but Allah سبحانه وتعالى who judge between his servants. سبحانه وتعالى. ثم قال له إن قومي كذا، يعني أنا لم أكن نفسي بهذه الكنية، وإنما كناني بها قومي. So when Abu Shurayh said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he used to, when his people used to have differences, they used to come to him and he judged between them, he said to him, he's telling him, I didn't choose this kunya. I didn't give this to myself. Rather, my people, they're the one that call me Abu al-Hakam. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحسن هذا. What a beautiful thing is indeed. Meaning what? Not the name. Not the kunya. Meaning, أي الإصلاح بين الناس والحكم بينهم بالإنصاف وتحرر العلم. What a beautiful thing is indeed that you were the one bringing reconciliation and rectify the matters of the people by bringing, by judging between them upon fairness and being just between the parties. ثم قال له فأنت أبو شريح أي كناه بالأكبر رعاية لأنه أولى بذلك. Then he said to him, but for now you're Abu Shurayh, you're not Abu al-Hakam anymore, you're Abu Shurayh. And after he asked him, the Prophet ﷺ, how many children he has, and he asked who is the oldest, so he gave him the kunya of the oldest of the children. He says because he has more rights to that. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, استنكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذا الصحابي تكنيه بأبي الحكم. استنكر, I want you to, we are on collective effort to translate this segment inshallah, okay? So we'll see how many words can you get inshallah. Alright, Abdul Rahman?
Yes, brother.
طيب. استنكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذا الصحابي تكنيه بأبي الحكم لأن الحكم من أسماء الله. أعيد. I say it again. استنكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذا الصحابي تكنيه بأبي الحكم لأن الحكم من أسماء الله. استنكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على هذا الصحابي تكنيه بأبي الحكم لأن الحكم من أسماء الله. نعم عبد الرحمن, you got it all 50%, 90, how many words you get from this? What did they just say? Remember any words from it? All of it?
No.
One word? One word. Two. What are they? Can you repeat one word or two from what I said? Help. He didn't hear me maybe. No. I didn't say give him the answer. All right, now, let him think about it, inshallah. Naam, ikhwan. Muhammad, what did you get?
Prophet.
Give me, I didn't say prophet.
Nabi.
Al-Nabi, ahsant. Al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sahaba.
Sahaba?
Sahaba.
Al-Sahaba.
Naam.
I didn't say Sahaba. Masha. You're close, but... Not Sahaba.
Sahaba.
Sahabi.
Aynam, Abdul Rahman. As-Sahabi. Aynam, As-Sahabi. What's the difference between As-Sahaba, As-Sahabi?
Hmm?
Yeah. One
is
Mudaf Mudaf
Ilay,
and the other one is... Mef'ul Fih. Hey, Shaykh. What is the difference between as-sahaba, as-sahabi? Naam, Isma. Okay, Abdullah.
My companion is sahabi,
it's a plural. As-sahaba, jam'a. As-sahabi, mufrad. Mufrad, singular. Now, what you get, so who can translate this? Istankara al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala hadha as-sahabi takallihi bi abi al-hakam li'anna al-hakam min asma'illah. Na'am. Tafaddal, Mahmoud. He said he forbade. Actually, Istankara Lisa, it's not forbid. Censor? Aina. That's close. Censor, what else? Another word? They have another word?
Made in car.
That's mixing too. Now, made in car. Now, discredited him. Aina. Censor, I think that's the best word so far. So the Prophet ﷺ, he censored this, okay? He disapproved. When he heard that he's Abu al-Hakam, he disapproved, okay? That this Sahabi has this kunya Abu al-Hakam. Why? Because al-Hakam is one of the names of Allah. Wa asma'ullahi yajib ihtiramuha. The names of Allah, they have to be respected and venerated. فبين له الصحابي سبب هذه التكنية. But this noble companion, he explained to the Prophet ﷺ the reason why he is called by his people this kunya, why he has this kunya. وأنه كان يصلح بين قومه ويحل مشاكلهم بما يرضي المتنازعين. That he used to bring islah, reconcile between his people by bringing solutions to their problems and to their disputes in a manner that pleases the both parties. In a manner that pleases the both parties. فاستحسن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا العمل دون التكنية. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he approved what he was doing, but not his kunya. The Prophet ﷺ, he approved and considered that what this man was doing, this noble companion, what he used to do among his people, is a good thing. And this is a good thing indeed. There is so many ayahs in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the virtue and the great reward, and Allah praises those who الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is no khair, no good in many of their private talks except the one who commanded charity or good things or bring islah, rectify between the people. ولكن هذا لمن يحسن ذلك. لمن يحسن نعم عليه أن يصلح بين الناس, بين المرء وزوجه, بين الأب وولده, بين الشريكين, بين متنازعين. نعم, if someone has qualifications and alhamdulillah has knowledge and wisdom, should get involved in these matters and bring reconciliation between two parties or two people, husband and wife, or father and son, or two partners, or the like, in a manner that, but they have to be just. Can't be biased and take a part, a side over the other. But if the people doesn't have these qualifications, they should point the people to those who are qualified, to those who are qualified. Because sometimes certain people, they want good, they intend good, but they don't know how to relay that good or how to deal with the matter, and they even make it worse. For Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nih. From the things that indicates that once that a person's Islam has been better, that they do not deal with the matter that does not concern them. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he has a beautiful explanation of this. And he says doesn't concern them, it means different things. They're not qualified to deal with, or they were not appointed by an authority to deal with these things. So it's very important if someone has the ability to do these things, or he's been appointed by an authority in his area, then he does that. Other than that, person say, Allahu A'lam, go to someone else. And that's what brings a lot of problems and chaos and make the problem even worse, is when certain people who are not qualified, they become a part of the problem. It's like a mess. Alright? It's like a mess in the kitchen. Something was spilled, and then how you clean it? You're going to tell like 4-year-old, go clean that mess? What's going to happen, Abdullah?
You're going to make it a bigger mess.
Because they don't know, they're not qualified. And that's just an example. Sometimes you want people to come, and that's a mistake. Sometimes when you find a husband and wife, they're going through certain things, and everybody got to go through something. There is no marriage that is problem-free. Just put that in your mind. Problems, everybody have some. You find that the woman or the man, both of them sometimes, he's talking to everybody about his problems. And she's put it on Facebook and Twitter, and it's all over. And now they be getting too many, they're not even advice, too many suggestions. Some of them is like, get rid of her. Hey, come on, man. I don't know how you be putting up with all these things all these years. Alright, and all of these things, because people, you know, have what it takes, the qualification to deal with these matters. That's why the people in these matters, we have, to go to those who can help you. Don't just go. Some people, they just want to get out of this, I just want to get out of my chest. Okay, you get out of your chest and put it in the ears of 10 millions? How is this possible? Sometimes you find a man go home, yes, he has a big problem and he was yelling, I don't know, maybe he said something that really hurted her and this. But when he's at work, he feels bad, says, astaghfirullah, man. That's it, after work. He already have his plan. He's going to stop somewhere and get some flowers and some whatever, chocolate bar and maybe at that time he was pulling like some what he's going to say, something beautiful to apologize. But then what happened? He stopped at the masjid for Asr and then 3-5 p.m. Akhi, fear Allah, akhi. What did you just do this morning? I said, what do you mean, what did I just do? You know what you've been doing all these months, akhi. Fear Allah, man, you're oppressing that sister of us. He's like, how do you know? Well, how do you know? Akhi, listen, man, she called my wife and his wife called the other wife. And then, yeah. So now this man, we think, what he going to do now?
He going to eat the candy. Give the flowers to his mom.
La ilaha illallah. You may be right. He says he's going to eat the candies by himself and give the flowers to his mother now. And that's true. Some of us, look, he's happy now. I'm sorry. He's going to go with a beautiful smile. I'm sorry earlier. You're right. That was not appropriate for me. And here, this is for you. SubhanAllah, now he's mad, right or wrong? Make it even worse. That's why patience, ya akhwan. It's very important to be patient and to turn to Allah first before people run to the media, run to these technologies. You have a problem, run to Allah. Go make salat if it's time for salat, you know. Read some Quran. Remember Allah. Face the Qibla, raise your hands. Make dua. No, people run to the computer, to the tech. Yes. Send text message. Get on the phone. Oh, he did it again. Why are you surprised? You're married to a human being. He has his ups and downs like you have your ups and downs. So it's very important, Akhwan, for us too. Ala ayin, a shay'u bi shay'u yudhkar. I just thought, you know, to mention something because we're all in need of this. We're all in need of this. Because shaitan is, he's going to stir the whole thing. Aina. You think you finish that puzzle and then you go to get some water and it's all squared out again. It's the same thing. You think like you have it and then Shaitan is going to find a way to bring problems again. You the man. You have to be patient and you have learned how the Prophet ﷺ used to deal with matters like this. Now, read Bukhari and Muslim, you find a hadith how the Prophet ﷺ dealt with the little issues that took place in his household, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the example for us. Now, Tayyib. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved what he was doing, not his kunya. He says, yes, what you were doing, what you did with the people, yes, it's a beautiful thing, but not your kunya, not Abu al-Hakam. Okay? ولذلك غيرها فكناه بأكبر أولاده. That's for that reason the Prophet ﷺ changed his kunya and he gave him the other kunya, Abu Shurayh, choosing the oldest name of his children. مناسبة الحديث للباب أنه يدل على المنع من إهانة أسماء الله بالتسمي بأسمائه تعالى المختصة به والتكني بذلك. Why Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah chose this hadith as a proof in this chapter? The Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan answer, he says, because there is a proof that is strictly forbidden to tamper with the names of Allah by a person calling himself or having one of the names of Allah that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? That is strictly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to use the names of Allah as a kunya. Cannot be Al-Hakam and cannot be Abu al-Hakam. Okay? Someone not name Al-Hakam, cannot have a name. And it's good for us because we have children and those who are young are still, inshallah, asking Allah to give them children. So you know that you do not, when you come to the names of naming your children, then inshallah ta'ala, you do the best. Choose the best name. As we learned before in the other, some people even waliyadu billah, they have some bad names. Some you find certain people their names, because usually people don't change they didn't choose their name, their names. You're a baby, you know, you don't choose your name. The parents or whoever give you that name. So you find some Muslims, his name is Abdul Rasul, Abdul Nabi, Abdul Hussein. And this is bad names. We're not servants of a Rasul, we're not servants of the Prophet, nobody is a servant of Al Hussein. We're servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الحديث? What is some of the benefits of this hadith? Naam ikhwan. Sheikh has six of them. Please just come up with at least three. What is some of the benefits of this hadith? Naam? Naam? No, sir? Ahsant. And al-hakam min asma'illah. Al-hakam is one of the names of Allah. Naam. That's one of the benefits of the hadith. Naam, Yahya.
Is the name of your oldest child is the kunya?
Ahsant. Naam. Kadhalik. Another benefit? Naam, Luqman.
Good actions to rectify between people.
Ahsant. Fahu kadhalik. أخي محمد. أحسنت. نعم. طيب. That was three, right? Alright. Actually, I should say five, but الحمد لله. أولاً فيه تحريم امتهان أسماء الله تعالى والمنع مما يوهم عدم احترامها كالتأكني بأبي الحكم ونحوه. It is strictly forbidden to tamper with the names of Allah in a way that doesn't show respect and veneration for the names of Allah. Likewise, staying away from anything that may give the impression of that as well, such as having a kunya like this, Abu al-Hakam. Even though he used to judge between the people, you see, this person, he used to judge between the matters of the people, but still doesn't give him no right to be called Abu al-Hakam. طيب. ثانيا أن الحكم من أسماء الله تعالى. Number two, the benefit number two, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Habibullah Ta'ala, says that al-Hakam is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا جواز الصلح والتحاكم إلى من يصلح للقضاء وإن لم يكن قاضيا وأنه يلزم حكمه. جواز الصلح والتحاكم إلى من يصلح للقضاء وإن لم يكن قاضيا وأنه يلزم حكمه. It is permissible to take matters in a way to bring, you know, solutions and rectification to anyone who's qualified to deal with these matters, even if that person is not a judge. Because the judges, these are the ones that people take their disputes to in the first place. Okay? The judges. So in a Muslim land, for example, who establish upon the Tawheed and the Aqeedah and upon the sound Islam, yes, the people, they take their matters to the judges. Me personally, many times I ask the ulama certain questions, and especially questions of disputes and marriage or other than that, they say, and also the mashayikh, we hear many fatawa from them, and they says this question has to go to the judge. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin says many times, Sheikh Rabi, Sheikh Obey, Sheikh Ibn Baz before that, they told them that this matter here has to be taken to the judge, because this is not just an answer and a question. This matter that involves many people, he has to check certain things, make sure that this property or the other, you know, and that's for the judge. The judge has the tools, has what he needs to make sure that he's going to bring the people together in front of him. He's going to question this one, interrogate this one. When they bring or they make claims, he can check those claims, are they true or not. So, but here, the Sheikh says, yes, this is not just for the judge. If other people are qualified and you go to them, then you have to act upon their judgments. Naam, وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ قَادِيًا سُبْحَانَ. If they bring you that which is pleasing to Allah, you got to take that judgment. رَابِعًا أَنَّهُ يُكَنَّ الرَّجُلُ بِأَكْبَرِ بَنِيهِ. أَنَّهُ يُكَنَّ الرَّجُلُ بِأَكْبَرِ بَنِيهِ. That a man will take the kunya of based on the name of the oldest of his sons. Amen. If he has the oldest, that's what he be called Abu Fulan, because of the oldest name, oldest child. خامساً مشروعية تقديم الكبير. And from this, another point is that it is legislated to give precedence to the elder. Okay? Give precedence to the elderly. سادسا مشروعية تغيير الاسم غير المناسب إلى اسم المناسب. It is legislated for us to change those names that is not suitable for us to have to those who they are suitable. Okay, to those who are suitable. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.